Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and we are here today to talk about WWE Extreme Rules 2018 preview and predictions. All right, guys. To start off, I do want to give a huge birthday shout out to Everything Pro Wrestling community member Avery Washington. Avery is someone who is a tremendous writer. I have seen his work on the internet, and if you haven't had a chance, make sure you go and check him out. And also, he's a huge wrestling fan, and I wanted to wish him a very happy birthday on this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. Also, I wanted to talk about really quick WWE 2K19. If you were tweeting with us during Monday Night Raw this week, you will notice that we had a quoted retweet from WWE Games. And I was kind of asking a question in hopes to bait them into an answer, which it did work. And they did help me out, and I greatly appreciate that. But we also got the information of the pre-order bonuses. We know we have two now. We have Rey Mysterio, who was announced a little while back, and now we also have Rowdy Ronda Rousey being included in WWE 2K19. The attires were revealed. It looks like Rey Mysterio will be wearing his Royal Rumble return black and yellow attire, and Ronda Rousey will be wearing her WrestleMania 34 Roddy Piper inspired attire. Now, both those pre-order bonuses are great, and according to Ryan Satin of the Pro Wrestling Sheet, we will also be getting Rowdy Roddy Piper included in the game, which is long overdue. I don't think we've had him in a game since WWE 2K14. And Piper is someone that I've always wondered why sometimes he's in, sometimes he's not. He should always be a main staple for the video games as well, I feel. Now, we will have an episode in the future, hopefully either on the podcast or on YouTube. Hopefully we can get a panel of people to talk about this. But once gameplay information is released, we will have more news about WWE 2K19, guys. Man, it feels so good to be back talking with you guys on this podcast. Now, first, I have a few updates for you guys. You may have noticed that if you go back and listen to some of my previous episodes, some of the music is missing now. I did decide to take that out for copyright reasons after doing some research that I thought it would be okay to use, but it's not. Now, if you do like listening to the music portion of things on the show, you can go through the Anchor app, and I do have some type of way to use music through Spotify by using it on my iPad. So if you want to hear some music tracks and stuff for the show, that will be on the Anchor app. But if you like where you're listening to it at, continue listening to it. Also, we have finally been approved to be on Spotify. So if you guys listen to music on Spotify, you can now listen to Everything Pro Wrestling on Spotify. So do me a favor and make sure you give it a subscribe and let me know that you did that, because I would thank you personally for it. But we are here to talk about Extreme Rules 2018. This show for the past week has not given me any hype for this Sunday. I was frankly disappointed with the creative aspects on both Raw and SmackDown this week. And I'm not going to try to let that affect too much of the review here, because I don't want to be overly negative about this show. But some parts of it are going to come out when I speak about some of these matches. So just to prepare you for the show. I don't understand how WWE's creative team could think that these are shows that are going to get anyone invested into the feuds or have anyone invested in the overall show. Here's how I see it at this standpoint. Right now, where we are, WWE Raw drew its lowest rating. I get it. It's fine. After looking up some research, it was actually number two behind Love and Hip Hop. Whatever. WWE has to find a way to get on the right track, especially if they want to build upon this relationship with Fox. We saw a lot of different press releases about Fox and everything else. they're going to have to produce good numbers, and I think that they have to come up with great creative storytelling ideas to produce this. They have 20-something people sitting in the room. Maybe it's too many, maybe it's not, but instead of telling wrestlers creative has nothing for you, maybe it's time for WWE to tell the writers, you better produce something or we're going to have nothing for you. Just my opinion on it, and I don't know what they're going through, or maybe if there's issues with Vince McMahon, I'm not quite sure, but something has to be done about this to get it to work out. And also, the former WWE Divas Champion, Caitlyn, has been announced for the Mae Young Classic, so we will get to see her return. A little bit of breaking news for you guys as we record this show. So that is also pretty cool to check out. But we'll get into the overall review, and we'll start the preview and prediction show right now. In the kickoff match for Extreme Rules 2018, we have The New Day taking on Sanity. This feud has no buildup really at all. I know that Sanity has been on a tear, basically attacking whoever on SmackDown Live, and at least they're putting them on television, so that's better than what they were doing. But I feel this still really isn't all that meaningful. New Day, I feel like, are just going through the motions at this point with the pancake gimmick and everything else. And I don't know if they want to split New Day up or if they feel the act still has legs. But in my opinion, for this tables match, and I hope it's elimination tables, elimination style tables match, similar to how the Dudley Boys and Hardys used to do it, where each member has to go through a table. I do feel that this match needs Sanity to come out on top with the victory here. And I think you put them over in dominant fashion. Sanity needs the big victory. And I think that Killian Dane, if you want another prediction, is going to be the standout for Sanity. On NXT, they always treated him like he was the person you need to look out for in the group. Despite Eric Young always being seen as the leader, it's not seen like that anymore. So my prediction for this match is Sanity picks up the victory. All right, guys. The first match I want to talk about on the main card is the steel cage match between Kevin Owens and the Monster Among Men, a.k.a. the Monster in the Bank, Braun Strowman. Now, depending on what you're going to do in the future will depend on how I suggest you book this match. Because if Kevin Owens is going to be the first challenger for Braun Strowman, I think you would have him win right here. Do I think that's what is going to happen with WWE's creative currently? No. I believe that Braun Strowman is going to win this match in dominant fashion, and he is going to give a beatdown to Kevin Owens. I'm not exactly sure what the plans are for Kevin Owens or why they're doing this. He just feels like he's right back in that upper mid-card kind of level, and I don't understand where he's supposed to be. Like, he to me seems like he's above the Intercontinental title, but he's not good enough to be in the world title picture just yet. He's good enough to mix it up with those guys, but whatever. Braun Strowman is going to win this match in dominant fashion, and that's the way I see it going down. And I think the more interesting show for Braun Strowman will be at SummerSlam, seeing what he does with that briefcase. Does he cash in? Does he hold on to it? Does he wait? To me, that briefcase is WWE's get-out-of-jail-free card. If they make a mistake with booking or if they need to get the title off of Brock immediately, they can use Braun Strowman for that. But does he cash in tonight? I don't think so. I don't see Brock showing up at the show. He was at a UFC event. I think WWE is going to hold off on this at least for another month. So, once again, Braun Strowman is my prediction for the winning of the steel cage match. Finn Balor versus Constable Corbin is the next match I want to talk about. Now, I know before I said I wasn't going to try and be negative, and there's going to be spots where it comes up. This has to be one of them. And I know some people aren't the biggest Finn Balor fans, but what in the hell happened to Finn Balor from NXT until now? what the hell is this guy always smiling about? You lost your Universal title. You haven't won any of your big matches. There's nothing to be smiling about, Finn. I don't understand why WWE does this. Maybe it's a babyface thing, but you are ruining the Finn Balor character for people who actually like Finn Balor. Yeah, I don't know, man. What happened to the demon? Like, where has the demon been? Finn Balor hasn't busted that out in quite some time. I know he was supposed to during the Bray Wyatt / Sister Abigail feud, and that got taken away. But we really aren't seeing anything from Finn that we haven't seen already. Now, Constable Corbin, whatever. I like Baron Corbin as a heel. I don't know what they're doing with him now. I don't know if I like him in this role. I'm still trying to heat check it a little bit, basically, if I like it or not. Not sure. The haircut, definitely cool with me. Improved. But what are they doing with both of these guys, man? Are there not any, like, big plans for them or things for them to do having a meaningful match? Because here's my problem. They're doing the exact same storyline that Big Cass and Daniel Bryan were having. It's I'm big and you're little. Why are we rehashing storylines that we just saw on the other show? What's the difference between Raw and SmackDown at this point? I got nothing. I don't know what to say to that. My prediction for this match is Finn Balor for the victory. I think he needs it. Corbin's been getting the best of him every week. So I predict Finn Balor picks up the victory in this match. But I really expect to see more from WWE for both of these guys in the future. I got something more to add to the Finn Balor, Baron Corbin stuff too. On Raw, if I ever hear another grown man sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider off-key terrible number one, which maybe that was part of the plan, but why are we singing children-themed songs when we're going into a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules in a match number one that is not an Extreme Rules match of any sort? It's just a basic match. Why would you have that on the card for a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules? It makes little to no sense. I just can't believe where these guys have fallen from with the NXT brand. And the next match we're going to talk about is for the Raw Tag Team Championship. It'll be the Deleters of Worlds versus the B Team. Let's get into it. For the Raw Tag Team Championship, we will have the Deleter of Worlds, Matt Hardy, and Bray Wyatt versus the B Team, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. Now, for the past few weeks, the B Team have been getting the better of these two in singles matches, and that may have been due to the fact that Bray Wyatt was out with injury after a car accident. Fine. And I do think that Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel are better than how they've been treated in WWE so far, especially Bo Dallas with his NXT work. So it's good to see them get featured on this show. However, the way that Matt Hardy has been used since he started the Woken gimmick and after feuding with Bray Wyatt, absolutely atrocious. And I'm not exactly sure why he's been put into this type of role to where he's kind of like lost in the shuffle, so to speak. And same with Bray Wyatt. I definitely feel like he's not doing as much as he could be. And I think he should be in a larger role with the company. However, like I said, again, this match seems to have a pretty decent chance of being a sleeper match if given the proper amount of time and they're allowed to tell the right story. You do have some things in here. You have Curtis Axel, who is Mr. Perfect's son. You could tell a great story with that. They've been doing some okay comedy with the whole mocking Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt by dressing up like them. You also have the fact that Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas are brothers, and I think that's something that I would like to see played off in the match as well. But this one seems like it's a layup to me. You got to have the Deleter of Worlds retain their tag team championship, And it seems logical after watching Monday Night Raw that their next feud is going to be with The Revival. And that's something that I look forward to. And I hope that they invest a little bit more time and effort into than what they did with this match. Next, we talk about the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championship match. This match will have the Bludgeon Brothers, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, defending their titles against Team Hell No. That is the team of Daniel Bryan and Mayor Kane. Now, we are going to talk about this match, and I can see mixed feelings on it. Now, the Team Hell No stuff, some people see it as childish, some people love it. Depends on how you feel. I'm not exactly sure why the Bludgeon Brothers decided to attack Daniel Bryan. And you know what? As heels sometimes in wrestling, you don't really need a reason. He looked at you the wrong way when he came down the entrance ramp. Good enough. This match, I think, is actually going to be a sleeper match. I think that Daniel Bryan can really deliver in there with Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. I mean, mind you, they had a tremendous feud back when Daniel Bryan was feuding with Bray Wyatt a couple years ago around that Royal Rumble time period. So the chemistry is there. And I also feel that Daniel Bryan gave Kane his best run in recent memory as a tag team as part of Team Hell No. So good for them both. And this tag team title match is something that should be a feel-good moment, and that's what they want the people to believe. But I believe in this match, the Bludgeon Brothers will retain due to assistance from The Miz. The Miz got beat up on Miz TV this past week on SmackDown Live, and I think they're going to begin to tell that story of Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. And I definitely want WWE Creative to sink their teeth into this. This is such a great story with lots of back history. It's basically written for you. So this should be a pretty easy feud for WWE Creative to book and put onto a big show and get some results from it. I hope that that's what they can do. Let's pray for it. And I look forward to seeing that feud begin. Oh, yeah. Now, this is one I've been waiting to talk about. Our next match is the 30-minute Iron Man match for the Intercontinental Championship, the Workhorse Championship. That match will have the current champion, Dolph Ziggler, versus the former champ, Seth Rollins. Now, don't forget, in Dolph Ziggler's corner, he will have Drew McIntyre. And I'm really digging this Shawn Michaels Diesel 1994-esque combo between the two. Drew McIntyre has been phenomenal since his return to WWE, even in NXT. The guy has it. He looks like he is a five-tool player right now, and I definitely want to see him in that main event picture real soon. Dolph Ziggler's been putting on good matches, as he always has his entire career, but can he turn it around and make people actually care? So hopefully that's something we'll see. Now, Seth Rollins has been on fire. He's been literally, no pun intended, burning it down in that ring each and every week by putting on the match of the night. The formula for Monday Night Raw has felt like throw in some filler, make sure we get our Roman stuff in, put Seth Rollins in match of the night. Rinse and repeat. Because Seth Rollins has been delivering, and in my personal opinion, Seth Rollins is the person who needs to be challenging for the Universal Championship, not Roman Reigns or Bob. But this match is going to be a heck of a match, I feel, and I'm calling it now. This is probably going to be match of the night, in my opinion. To finish up my thoughts on the Dolph Ziggler-Seth Rollins match, I feel that Drew McIntyre is on the outside for a reason. And I feel that there are a lot of different things Seth Rollins can do if he loses this match. He doesn't need the title as much as Dolph needs, is basically what I'm trying to say here. Dolph Ziggler can do a few different things. He needs it more than Rollins. Rollins has something with Jason Jordan. He could have something with Dean Ambrose. He could even have something with Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. So for this match, I'm going to predict Dolph Ziggler will retain the Intercontinental Championship over Seth Rollins. For the SmackDown Live Women's Championship, we will see Carmella defend her championship versus Asuka while James Ellsworth is suspended above in a shark cage. I have had no issues with how this storyline has developed with Ellsworth returning. I mean, that was kind of idiotic to have Asuka sit there and stare at him, but, you know, stupid babyface syndrome. They do dumb things. So this match has been built off of Asuka and Ellsworth's feud, and Asuka has been beating him. Now, in this match, I feel you can get two major SummerSlam matches out of this if you play your cards right. You can either have it be Asuka and Charlotte for the women's title. Big match. Excellent way to do it. But if you have Carmella retain, you also have the chance of having Asuka versus Charlotte as just a plain rematch, which will be great anyway. And you could also have Carmella versus Becky Lynch, who I feel is the next challenger, especially if Carmella wins, to face her to try and dethrone her of her women's championship. With that being said, this one pains me to say it, but I'm going to predict that Carmella wins this match and retains her women's championship as she goes on to face Becky Lynch at SummerSlam. For the Raw Women's Championship, we will have Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss in an Extreme Rules match for the WWE Raw Women's title. This match has been building up ever since WrestleMania, technically, in their minds. But this is a match that nobody saw coming after Alexa Bliss cashed in her Money in the Bank briefcase and defeated Nia Jax in a match with Ronda Rousey last month. Now, Ronda Rousey is going to be front row for this match. And I think that we're going to see some type of interaction between Rousey and Bliss. Bliss will find a way to retain. She has all of the outs in the world, whether she uses Mickey James to help her or they do something that devastates Nia, puts her out, and Alexa finds a cheap way to win. Maybe Rousey accidentally helps her win. Who knows? But in this match, Alexa Bliss will retain, and the big match for SummerSlam is going to be Alexa Bliss versus Rowdy Ronda Rousey. All right, next up we have Jeff Hardy defending his United States Championship versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, this match doesn't really feel like it's got a lot of oomph behind it. Nothing too personal going on here, and I'm not exactly sure what they're looking for. And that may be because Shinsuke Nakamura was out after the dog bit his leg. Jeff Hardy's been dealing with nagging injuries. Whatever. To give some props to the storyline, though, I will say that Jeff Hardy's face paint, since bringing back the face paint he was using in Impact Wrestling, very cool. It looks really different. I think it makes his character stand out, and I like it personally. Now, for this match, Shinsuke Nakamura has been put into a really, really bad place. I feel he needs this victory, so that's why he's my prediction to win this match, number one. But Nakamura fought AJ Styles this week on SmackDown, and it just didn't feel special anymore. Like, Nakamura lost his luster, and I feel that all started with him losing to Jinder Mahal about a year ago. And ever since then, it's just been a downward spiral for him, and I just have not liked it at all. He did win the Royal Rumble, and they propped him back up, and right when you thought that they were going to allow him to do something, brought him right back down. So where do I see this going? I see Nakamura winning with a Kinshasa and defeating Jeff Hardy. It doesn't hurt Jeff Hardy, and I feel Jeff Hardy's at the point to where he can work less matches and basically be put into a main event picture because he's Jeff Hardy. His name still has a lot of value, and fans still love Jeff Hardy for the most part. So I'm predicting Nakamura to become the new United States champion. For the WWE Championship, we have the current champion, AJ Styles, defending the belt against Rusev. Now, Rusev has finally been given the opportunity that we've all felt he's deserved for months in main eventing a WWE program. And I'm happy for Rusev, truly am. And Aiden English will get to be out there. He'll get to shine as well. And hopefully Lana's with them as well. But my issues with this match don't really come from the Rusev side as much as it comes from the AJ Styles side. Why is AJ Styles being treated like a secondary champion on these shows? He is the freaking WWE champion, and he has not main evented any pay-per-views since he's won the title. And I find that very sad. Like, he's better than that. And I don't know. I feel with Brock not even being around, it should be a guarantee that AJ Styles main events these shows, and he has not been shown any love, really, by WWE. And for that, I'm not sure why. Maybe if you guys can explain it to me, maybe you understand better than I do, but I really can't explain it. With that being said, AJ Styles versus Rusev, I think, is a match that could be a sleeper match. Rusev has always had the ability to deliver in the ring, and as much as I like Rusev, tonight is not his night, and I don't think it's his time to become the WWE champion. With that being said, I predict that AJ Styles will pick up the victory here and retain his WWE championship. Well, guys, it's time for the main event. And our main event is Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. Not sure why I think this is going to main event the show. But I do know that two of Vince's favorite guys are in there, and it seems like they're trying to make a really big deal out of this match. Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley aren't horrible as far as in-ring action goes. I think they're going to actually have a decent match. My issue is, from a creative standpoint, Bobby Lashley finally gets upset with Roman Reigns, but he wasn't this upset with the Sami Zayn segment when he had all the stuff with the sisters disrespecting him. This is the same emotion he should have shown. And I'm not sure if someone got through to him or maybe he had a little rust on him just getting back, but whatever. Roman Reigns, even if he wins this match, I really feel like he cannot be put in there against Brock Lesnar for SummerSlam. I did a video on this on my YouTube channel, which you guys could check out. But Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar does not and cannot happen for the sanity of wrestling fans. Roman Reigns has been given too many opportunities, and he has done nothing different than anyone else to earn himself an opportunity at the Universal Championship. And this is with all due respect, because I'm one of the people who thinks Roman Reigns gets a little too much hate for no reason. But at this point, as a character, Roman Reigns does not belong in that SummerSlam main event against Brock Lesnar. It should be someone else. Even Lashley has more of a say in that than him. But this is my preview and prediction show, so who do I think is going to win this match? And we all know whose yard it is. I got to go with the big dog, Roman Reigns, to pick up the victory here. And it's basically because he's Vince McMahon's guy.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, if you've been listening to me on a weekly basis, you know this is the part of the podcast where I have to give some thank yous. And I have to thank each and every one of you for helping this podcast expand and become available on more platforms than ever right now. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Anchor app, and now Spotify. So if you guys want to subscribe to all of them, leave a review, help me out. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. And without you, none of this is possible. So thank you all very much. But I also want to give a thank you to the Wrestling Aminu app, anyone who lets me post in there and allow people to listen to my podcast. And I do want to go through and thank everyone on these Facebook groups too. So I'm just going to give a shout out to the Facebook groups that allow me to do this. And it starts with Wrestling Fanatics, XGW Wrestling, Shut Up and Wrestle, Real Wrestling Fans in Western New York, ADG, who is Ant the Gamer. He has a tremendous YouTube channel. Make sure you check him out. He has all the WWE games news all the time. We have Run the Ropes, Pro Wrestling Fans, the Anchor Community, who has been tremendous. That is just a podcast group. So if you guys are interested in that, feel free to join that closed group. And we also have the United States Universe Wrestling Fans, which is a public Facebook group. They are tremendous for allowing me to post. And I appreciate everyone for all of their feedback and everything else. But from you guys, I do want to hear, who do you think is going to win at Extreme Rules? Who are your preview and predictions for the show? I would also be interested in knowing, who do you feel should be the next challenger for Brock Lesnar's Universal Championship? Is it Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, or is it someone that we haven't even thought of yet? Once again, guys, I know I say it every week, and maybe you think I say it too much, but thank you so much for listening to the show. Without any of you, this show is nothing. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, and I sincerely mean it. Thank you so much for checking out the show. I'm out. Peace.